This is Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. It's Valentine's Day, but we begin with bad news about two relationships. GE says it's not going to build a new headquarters in Boston's Fort Point neighborhood after all. The company will instead sell the property it bought here and give back some $87 million of tax incentives to the state. And Amazon is calling off its engagement to New York. Facing community opposition, the tech giant says it won't put a second headquarters in Queens. Amazon says it's moving ahead with its other HQ2 site in Virginia, but won't look for another suitor to replace Long Island City. And joining me now with more is WBUR Bostonomics reporter Zeninjor Enwemeka. Hi, Zeninjor.
Hey, Callum.
So you're following this rolling breaking news on
yes.
two fronts today. Let's start with GE. Let's start with the locals. What's going on here? Is this a total breakup or will the company still have a presence here in Boston?
Well, first of all, I mean, this has been quite a day for some of the world's biggest companies
Indeed.
Here. So with GE, GE will still have a presence in Boston. As you mentioned, they announced today they're scaling back their headquarters in Boston. They're going to pay the state back the massive incentive package, $87 million that it received. And, as you know, GE has had many struggles over the last couple years. And so we're really seeing the results of that. Ann Klee, the vice president of Boston Development and Operations for GE, told WBUR in a statement that while changes in the company's portfolio and operating model will lead to a smaller corporate headquarters, they are fully committed to Boston and proud to call it home. So the company will still be here in Boston, but they won't be building, that 12-story tower that they were supposed to.
So that's what the company is saying. What are you hearing from local officials about today's news?
Yes. Lizzie Guyton from the governor's office told us that the administration, together with Mass Development, reached an agreement with GE for the company to fully reimburse the Commonwealth for the costs and expenses associated with the Necco Street project. And the administration looks forward to working with GE as the company grows its world headquarters here in Boston. I spoke with the mayor of Somerville, Joe Curtatone, and he said in light of both of these big stories today, GE and Amazon, that the region needs to remember the downsides of giving these massive incentives.
We need to stay true to our values, stay true to our objectives. And because a major company comes in that you didn't expect or is looking for a place to be, you know, the challenge for us is to, again, take a deep breath, understand what we're trying to accomplish and not just lead with giving away the resources that we that are so critical for our community success.
And as a reminder, you know, Somerville was one of the 20 finalists for Amazon's second headquarters. And one of the things that stood out about that bid was they didn't offer any tax incentives.
Right. I remember we had Curtatone on this show the day after or the day that Amazon made its HQ2 announcement. He was very proud that they hadn't given those kind of gifts away. But Zeninjor, you know, I can't help but think about the other promises that GE has made both to Boston and elsewhere. I mean, just last week we were reporting on France clawing back some $57 million from
yep.
GE that had promised there because they were falling short of the job growth proposals. And I just wonder if it calls into question the whole principle of offering massive tax incentives and sweetheart deals to get big companies into your city.
It certainly raises that question. I think many people would say yes. I mean, we have GE paying back these massive incentives here in Massachusetts after its struggles. We have Amazon canceling its plans in New York after a pushback around its incentives. I spoke with Jeff Busking about this. He's a lecturer, senior lecturer at Harvard Business School and the co-founder of Flybridge Capital. He said, yes, there's a big lesson here for cities on incentives.
I think the lesson for cities is to focus on creating a great environment, a great infrastructure, and a great ecosystem, and not use tax incentives to focus on one particular company or another, because those companies are going to change. There is a natural ebb and flow to the market, and cities don't want to be dependent on the ebbs and flows and the competitive positioning of any one company.
I mean, that's logical advice to endure, but I mean, in the case of New York, it's such a big city that it wouldn't have been dependent on any one company, even with 25,000 Amazon employees. So what went wrong there? That wasn't a case of all the eggs in one basket.
Right. Well, so, I mean, Amazon faced a lot of fierce opposition, and we've been hearing a lot of reports about that over the last several weeks. opposition from local lawmakers, and things seem to really be heating up recently. The main contention is really over tax incentives. And remember, New York offered nearly $3 billion in incentives to Amazon for its big sprawling complex that it planned in Queens. And so it just fell apart from there. In a statement, Amazon said that it was clear to them that local politicians opposed their presence and they could not work together on a solution. Again, I spoke with Jeff Busgang about this, and he says in this regard, Boston is very different than New York, that here we have a culture of collaboration between city and state officials and businesses.
I think it's one of the strengths we have in Massachusetts is that the public sector and the private sector and the various pieces in each of those sectors are all pretty collaborative and pretty aligned. And when we pursue opportunities, we do it as a team. And that sort of teamwork is pretty critical for progress in these areas.
I've heard that from a lot of business people in Boston as well as in New York. And even when Amazon made its first decision not to come to Boston, some people said, you know, that's fine. In fact, we're better off just sort of having this organic growth locally. Is that what you're hearing from business leaders in Boston today?
Absolutely. I mean, that seems to be a point of pride that there is this collaboration, that there is this strong ecosystem here, and that, you know, so some are saying, look, we're not chasing after companies like Amazon. And, you know, that's something that I don't know how many people are fretting over this, but it's interesting to see these developments today.
Last thing I'm wondering, Zininjor, is whether Amazon just played everybody in this whole search process. I mean, you had all these cities all across the country rolling out the red carpet for a big company on the premise that they were going to get a 50,000 employee second headquarters. Nobody got 50,000 employees. And then even New York, which was going to get half of those, they were going to get 25. That's not even materializing there in New York. So what's the takeaway here? I mean, were we all just suckers in this whole process?
It's certainly interesting. It was a very unique process. And that's something I actually spoke with Jim Rooney about. He's the president of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, talking about how it was quite a strange process. He was involved with the local Amazon bid. And he says, you know, there are certainly a lot of lessons here and that it's something that there needs to be more consideration in terms of that, again, that collaboration within the community.
If there's going to be a big development of any kind, many of our cities, and you know, this includes Boston, are in a situation where they have to measure how the local population and the local infrastructure systems are going to receive a large influx of a major development.
Well, apparently that's not what happened in New York, but Boston can feel good that it hasn't run into that problem in the case of Amazon here.
Certainly.
That's Bostonomics reporter Zininjor Enwemeka. Thanks again for jumping in on this breaking news day.
You're welcome.